Medicine catches up to patients, climate records warn, and the small model's thesis gets stress-tested. A New Scientist report on antidepressant withdrawal drew 140 comments against a 150-point score, a high ratio that reliably signals personal stakes in the discussion. The article reports that the medical establishment is finally reckoning with how poorly it understood antidepressant discontinuation syndrome. For decades, doctors were trained that withdrawal was mild and brief, lasting a few days, while patients reported debilitating symptoms lasting months that were systematically dismissed. What has shifted is a combination of patient advocacy, better design studies, and a cohort of researchers willing to treat discontinuation as a serious clinical phenomenon. The clinical implications are significant. If withdrawal can persist for months, standard tapering protocols need redesign, and some researchers are now advocating hyperbolic tapering, very slow, non-linear dose reductions, rather than standard stepped reductions. A quieter but scientifically significant climate story reported that researchers analyzing coral growth records from the Pacific, which serve as natural climate archives, found evidence that El Niño events are becoming more intense. The proposed mechanism is that warmer baseline ocean temperatures give El Niño more energy when the cycle shifts to its warm phase, compounding downstream effects including stronger droughts, more intense flooding, and disrupted fisheries with each additional degree of baseline warming. The weak small models thesis, that capable models running on consumer hardware are eroding the economic case for large cloud API providers, deserves a serious counterargument. The strongest version runs as follows: every previous wave of software commoditization expanded total demand rather than merely redistributing it. If capable small models expand the total surface area of AI use by enabling applications and workflows that current pricing and latency make impossible, frontier model providers may gain new entrants who start on small models and eventually need frontier capability for their hardest problems. And usage data from the developer community shows that the introduction of cheap PCs did not kill mainframes, they created computing categories that eventually made the overall market larger. Commoditized cloud capacity did not eliminate data centers, it created workloads that could not have existed before. Faster models has not reduced usage of frontier models, usage of both has grown. The honest assessment is that both dynamics are probably operating simultaneously. Some use cases genuinely do not require frontier capability, and small models will absorb them. Others will be created by the availability of capable small models, and some fraction will eventually graduate to frontier. Which force dominates will determine net revenue trajectories for the major API providers, and the data should become visible within the next two earnings cycles from publicly traded AI infrastructure companies.